What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 51, Connect with Rehabilitation, for May 14th, 2013. So today we are doing a little bit of a special episode because we have standardized testing tomorrow, the only day all week that I have standardized testing duty, and it's the day that we normally do the podcast. So we figured we'd squeeze this one in because we tried to do it last week, and then they kind of pulled an audible, and I got testing duty last week, and then I think it had been a couple weeks since we'd done one, so I didn't want to let y'all think we had just disappeared or something. So with us today, of course, I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. We got Susie over here on YouTube. Chris is over here on Ustream.
Kaylin
is my co-host. Then we got Bubba over there. Got Kat over here.
Hello.
And Leslie.
And Leslie's over here on Twitter. So if you got something on Twitter, PHS Sports Med, PHS Sports Med on Twitter. Of course, you can go to sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/live. There's the Ustream channel, and then also if you hover over the live button, there's the little drop down for the YouTube, so you can watch it live on YouTube or you can watch it live on Ustream. The Ustream is going to be the one where they can change the camera angles, and you can see my face lit up by the projector that's sitting in front of me, so I'll be half blind by the time this is over, but we're going to make it work so that you can see the kids playing the Xbox today, because they're actually going to be playing it while we're doing the podcast, and then we'll be discussing some of that while we're going about. So again, if you want to join the conversation, type it in on Ustream, type it in on Twitter, ask the questions on YouTube, the live broadcast, any of those different ways, or you could even text me and I might see it. All right? So you've heard from Bubba more than once on the podcast. You know all about Bubba. And Kat was with us just a couple weeks ago, athletic trainer at J. Frank Dolby. But Kat, why don't you tell us real quick? I know we're going to get to that in just a second. So Kat had some experience with playing the Xbox at the last high school she worked at before Dolby. So before we get to all that, I already warmed up. If you were watching live earlier, if you watched the video, I've been playing the Xbox for a little bit, and Bubba was tempted to, but he's dressed too nice today to get sweaty, so he couldn't do it. All right, so we're going to start typical. Crystal, breakfast?
Oh, I ate cereal.
Cereal? What kind of cereal?
The Cheerios.
Honey Nut Cheerios? Regular Cheerios? Chocolate Cheerios?
I think they were the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Good. Those are one of my favorites. Good breakfast. Good job on eating something. Kaylin?
Pizza and hot Cheetos.
Pizza and hot Cheetos. Better than nothing.
It was a pizza from the school.
Oh, it was breakfast pizza.
And hot Cheetos.
And hot Cheetos. Okay, that's good. Good. Bubba, did you eat breakfast?
Yeah, every day.
What'd you eat?
I had a breakfast bar.
Breakfast bar? Nice. Kat?
Grapefruit with some trail mix.
Grapefruit and trail mix. I had grapefruit the other day on one of our superfood days. Grapefruit is just not good.
I like it.
To
good.
Me, in my
it's
opinion.
Good. It's candy.
Candy?
Candy.
It made my pucker up. It was not candy.
I put sugar on mine, so I wouldn't know.
Leslie,
it's good with sugar.
I ate the breakfast pizza. Orange juice and some candy and hot Cheetos and some apple.
All right, well, they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and I guess you took care of that one, huh, Leslie?
Well, actually, I ate last period, so breakfast and then last period. That's what
What'd you eat last period?
The Snapple, the Hot Cheetos, and the Lifesavers.
Oh, okay, so you had all that between the time
Hot Cheetos is a popular morning item, evidently.
Or any time of the day or night item around here. So, all right. And then again, real quick, we like to take this survey. Crystal's mesmerized by the Xbox. Crystal, what kind of sleep did you get?
Oh, I actually went to sleep like at 8 yesterday, so... 8 until 4:30.
4:30. Ooh, is that what time you normally wake up? Kaylin? What time did you go to bed, or roughly how many hours?
Either I way. Went to sleep at like 10 something because I didn't feel good, and I woke up at 6. Well, 6:15.
Good, that's good. Bubba?
I had about 7.5 hours of sleep.
Nice, nice healthy night.
I'm counting. About 4 to 5.
4 to 5. All right, so you need to listen to the podcast we did with Dr. Bird about sleep hygiene, about getting good, adamant amount of sleep each night, not being on your phone, and I don't know whatever can help you, but see, at least with me, I had Jonah come in about 11:30. I'm scared. So my little boy came in scared, so, you know, you have to take him back and tuck him in and tell him you love him, stuff like that, but 4 hours?
You've got a legitimate excuse.
Yeah. Of course, I don't know. I didn't ask Kat. I didn't ask her to explain, but that's okay. We're just going to preach at her and not listen to her. Okay. Leslie?
About 6.5 hours.
6.5. That's like the minimum he said you need to get, 6.5. So, all right. So we're doing okay there. All right. So today we're talking about connecting with rehab and connect with one in. Right? Yes. Connect with, because we're playing the Xbox. We're going to use the Xbox for part of our sports medicine course, and also we're going to use it for rehab, maybe for an incentive for people to come to rehab. So I brought with me today two people who have experience using it in the athletic training room. And again, I've talked about it before. This was through grants from the Pasadena Education Foundation. They bought Xboxes for all 5 high schools and then a couple games. And so we're able to use those and implement those tools of the future into our classroom today. So pardon my apparel. Normally I'd be wearing a polo and some khaki shorts or something, but like I said, I was working out, and I'm sitting here sweating as this overhead projector is beaming in my face. So, you know, just the T-shirts and gym shorts today is a little less than what I normally wear, but I think we're gonna go with it. All right, Kaylin, remember, you are the co-host. You ready?
What is your experience with Connect?
All right, remember, you got to see who you're asking. So you can say Bubba, or you can say Kat, or you can say Mr. Wilson, you can say Mr.
Kat, what is your experience with Connect?
At my last high school that I worked at, it was through another grant that we got a Xbox into the training room, and played around with it for about 2 years, used it as an incentive for kids to come in for rehab, and did a lot with ACL rehabs with it.
All right, Bubba, same question.
Obviously, I wasn't there for 2 years. I had left and come to work for Memorial Hermann, but it is an incentive tool, and I think the big thing to understand with the Xbox is it's exactly that. It's an incentive tool, and it is not the end-all, be-all, the new way to rehabilitate someone. And we'll get further into it, but you've got to look at each game and each injury and decide if it can be relevant to allow them to utilize it. But the biggest thing for it is that kid that, you know, use it on Friday or Thursday or whatever day works for you, that says, okay, you've done everything we've asked of you. You haven't complained. You haven't missed. You haven't been late. We're going to reward you to come in here and get to play on this. And, yes, we'll probably reward you in front of all your peers that don't get to play on it too. So, you know, it works both ways.
All right, so it's a reward tool. It's for rehab. And I kind of like the point of it's a tool to use, but it's not the tool. It's not the only thing. There's still a lot of other stuff you have to do. You have to look at it. And so right now, I think if you're watching it on Ustream, can you see it on the YouTube one? You can kind of see the screen. We got Monica and now Karen up playing 2,000 Leagues. So, Bubba, go ahead and you haven't seen this one, Kat? Have you seen this one?
Yes.
All right, so what they're doing is they're plugging holes with their hands and their feet. So let's kind of get what you guys think about this game here as far as rehab. All right, so we're watching. There we go. All right, so they're reaching up. They have to put their hands and feet in certain positions and sometimes their head too. So what do you think about this game here as far as when you would use it, how you would use it for rehab, and things you would really need to look out for?
First off, easily it's a whole body exercise, but you can do some things with the shoulder, ankle sprains. I think you got to look at some of your knee injuries and at what stage they're at to use them. Obviously, ACLs are a little different animal, but an ankle sprain, some easy knee stuff. You could realistically argue this for hip and hamstrings, quads, depending. and there's a lot of ways to manipulate the individual to, you know, tax them a little more while they're playing it.
Okay, and then in the background you can hear football. They're in spring football, so they're watching film. So the coaches are coaching up the kids so that, you know, we can be better next year. And if there's some stray cuss words, I apologize. It's not us, I promise. All right, Kat, so what you think about, I think it's 20,000 leaks.
I mean, a lot, I agree with Bubba with doing with shoulders. You can always add different resistance where they got to hold it because it's they have to hold that position for at least a couple minutes or seconds to get that leak to get filled. So adding a cuff weight around the arms to get them to hold it to add some of that stability.
All right, so adding TheraBand or cuff weights to this would be good for the shoulder exercises. And again, you know, obviously somebody that's doesn't have full range of motion for rehab, you wouldn't be using this, but this would be the more advanced stages.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what about somebody with like a fresh ankle sprain? Would you use a game like this or maybe even the Xbox in general for someone with a fresh ankle sprain or like a fresh injury in general? Kat, what do you think?
I would say, you know, this is not a fresh one, but more along the lines of it's in that middle phase because this could be a good way to work on weight shifting with ankle sprains to get them to put that pressure on that ankle.
All right. And obviously they could do it without the Xbox. However, yeah, this kind of forces them to.
And they don't know that, you know, a lot of times they get caught in a rut of doing rehab and they hate doing straight leg raises and they, which those are still important, but it gets them to do the exercise that you want them to do without them thinking that. Because a lot of times with rehab, you got to play the middle game with them to get them to actually do the work.
I think it depends on a couple of different things. You could use this early, depending on the injury. Let's say an ankle sprain, I'd say yeah, but I think it depends on the game you've got them on, too. I know there's games on there that it's just talking about balance, and you can make them weight shift. Those are good early, once we've got the swelling and all that controlled. But this is the one thing the kids are going to love. You got to play the games to understand the games. And so you as the athletic trainer have got to get in there and utilize them all and mess around with them and then sit back and think, okay, how can I use these? And some are going to be more appropriate than others. And then some kids are going to respond better than others. And I think that's part of the fun, though, as well.
Right. So like I said, I was in here. I'm sweating right now because I was in here playing them before, but we've only had these about 2 weeks and we've probably played it, you know, at least 30 minutes every day we've been at work, maybe even more. Bill and I, for the first couple of days, played it for like 2 hours.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah, it really, really is. And so we're getting it all set up and playing and stuff like that. So the kids I think they're switching games. Are y'all going to play Monica, Karen? What are y'all playing? They're going to go with Kinect Sports football. So we were able to buy three games, and it came with two games. And so we'll see what they think about football here in a second. But all right, Bubba, favorite game that you guys had?
I like the track and field because you could do a lot with it, from running to throwing to, I mean, really, you could spin. So there's a lot of things, you know, so discus, hammer throw, javelin, you could do a lot with it. And it's just fun to watch the other person trying to utilize it too and making a fool out of themselves.
All right, so it would track your spinning when you're throwing the discus.
Yeah.
You didn't ever use it for like form. You would just use it as a rehab.
Yeah, I think it's hard for a form tool because it's too dynamic. You know, it's almost, some of them are more functional, so it's too fast for you to really concentrate on form. So again, this is why I think it's more of a reward, that carrot type thing. When you're at that spot, let's go have a little fun if you do everything we ask of you. You know, it's like getting ice cream as a kid.
Yeah. All right. So you say you don't remember the name of that. Just
I can't remember.
Kinect.
Do you know?
It was Kinect Sports.
Was it on Sports?
Yeah.
So you may have it on yours.
It's on the one that comes with the Xbox.
Well, this one comes with the Adventure and the Nike Plus.
Oh, okay.
But have you played the games that we ordered?
Oh, not the Nike Plus yet.
Well, but even at that, I brought three games over.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. We played with some of those.
But not all of them?
Not all of them. I've played some of them because at a friend's house that I've had.
All right. Because I know it has like darts on there and football.
Darts is fun.
Baseball, tennis. But I don't know if it has track. So we're going to have to look in. We have one that has Deca Sports and then Kinect Sports Ultimate Season 1 and 2 or something like that. So you think the track and field is your favorite too?
My favorite one is on the Kinect Adventures. It's the racing one. What is that one called?
On the river?
No, not the river one. It's the one where you're on the cart and you gotta...
The Rally Rush or something. No, not river.
Oh, it's not the river one. It's where you're on the cart and you have to, because you can get the kid in a squat position.
Right.
They have to jump. They have to stay in that position. And I also used, because I bought it when I was over at my last school, I bought the Biggest Loser, and they actually can, how they monitor through the camera, they can monitor the squat, and they'll tell you if you're not going deep enough and that kind of thing.
Yeah, with the Nike Plus, like I said, I'm the only one that's done it so far, because it takes a 15-minute setup thing, because it gets your bio, your height, weight, and all this stuff, and then you have to do these test exercises to see, to assess your fitness. I mean, I was reaching around behind my shoulder blade and stuff like that, so it could assess my flexibility. But then when I was doing the squats, it says you're a little shaky on that one, you know, because it could see me going left and right and things like that. So that was pretty cool. But I'm just wondering how, if there's a quick play for that so that I could use it for somebody.
Oh, yeah. Because the Biggest Loser one, that one was, because there's games, there's different challenges on the Biggest Loser one where you can do some quick play with that.
Yeah.
Where there's a slip and slide one where you have to do, you can vary it up what body part you want to focus on, core, legs, arms, and they try to make the game, what do you have to do, like to do the core, to actually go down the slide, you have to be in a plank position. And if you drop the plank, you're not going as fast down the slip and slide.
Huh. Sounds interesting. Like I said, I'm going to have to look more into the Nike Plus fitness thing to see if it has quick play options. But so.
I also used, I had a cheerleader that was, she had a concussion. And we needed a sport specific, so she had fun and did... some dance on the Dance Central game as her sport specific as a reward, and actually to get her body, get her, you know, blood pressure pumping and everything else.
So, you know, that was a justifiable expense, right? Buying the extra video games, because, you know,
it's all about the kids.
You got to have it for the kids, right?
Right. But you do have to research it, so you're required to play it to make sure that the kids can use it.
All right, so I know the Kinect takes pictures and videos. So do you have any of those pictures and videos you play in Dance Central or whatever it is?
It's on our hard drive on our Xbox. I'm sorry I didn't bring it. Me and the other athletic trainer, Jesse Lopez, we did try that one out, and I did beat him twice.
Nice. Nice. Maybe we'll have to all get together as a staff development. That Bubble will lead us. He'll show us how to use Dance Central once.
And yeah, then, right. You've never seen me dance, and you won't.
It'll be a staff development because that's what Bubba does. He just helps encourage and build us up. So, all right. So, what? All right, so we talked about some of the advantages, you know, using it as a carrot, as a tool. And now you can see them, they're playing football. Bubba, you seem pretty peeled to the TV. What are you thinking about the football so far?
Besides that they're really bad players.
Yeah.
You know, this one, just looking at it, if you look at it from a rehab treatment standpoint, it's pretty simple. It's pretty basic. Until you're having a run with the ball. But, It's a fun looking game. I haven't seen the football, so that's why I'm really kind of intrigued by it. that and watching them figure out how to snap the ball is pretty fun. Oh, and now they have to take a snack break. It's not a timeout. Let's go. And while he's waiting to receive the kick, he's dancing.
Yeah, so this one is pretty simple. It should be easy enough for anybody to play.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I will say, you know, we have a 2.5, almost 3-year-old at home. And besides the fact that, like, the Kinect has trouble sensing him because he's, you know, 3 foot tall, he can do a lot of these exercises and activities, you know, by flapping his wings because he did the bubble pop on the Kinect Adventures. And he was just loving it. You know, I, Jonah, move forward, move backwards, left, right, you know, and he's just moving all around. My 2.5-year-old playing Kinect Adventure and doing just fine. So
yeah,
all right. So
have a Kinect at home.
Yeah, we took one of the extra ones because it's research. I have to learn how to do the games.
It's safety related.
Yeah,
it's like your parents testing your food when you were little to make sure it wasn't poisoned.
Exactly, especially when it's the chocolate.
Or like in Halloween, my mom still checks my candy.
Takes a bite out of everything.
Okay, but you still go trick or treating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. That's
Do you at least dress up?
Yes.
Okay, because I wouldn't give candy to some kid that came to my door that didn't dress up.
No, I dressed up.
Of course, then they might get egged. But
he just had a big trash bag, said fill it up, and you're like, no?
Yeah. All right, so what are you thinking about this one, Bubba, as far as rehab?
This one's a little, you know, where it would really work for me would be an ankle sprain, because you're not really doing a lot of cutting, so you could do a lot of jogging in place and throwing the ball and some other stuff. I think some of the other things would be a little tougher just because as you get going, you're going to want to make that move against the computer screen at some point. But I think all of them have a benefit to them. It's just a matter of finding them.
All right, Kat, what do you see as a good or bad right here?
I mean, I think with all these that it's a conditioning time. So when you're needing, if it's raining outside and you need them to sweat and, you know, it's a way to get them off the bike, get them off the elliptical. And, you know, the kids don't realize how tired they get until they get done after the game. You even said you're there sweating after doing just 30 minutes of.
Yeah.
And you're getting the kids to move when the elliptical, you know, is a way to get some conditioning in them.
Yeah, and it was really funny after the first day, Claudia and Lorena, who are now sitting down because I guess they are tired for playing the first set of games, were like, oh, I'm so sore. And then they kept playing because, you know, they haven't been extremely physically active or they just haven't been using those muscles. And so then the next day we came in and played and, you know, they played some more. But just how sore you can be from playing just a video game.
The boxing one's a great one, too, that's on there that you can play. And, I mean, that can get your arms pretty sore at the end.
All right, so did y'all ever use these for, were there any games that you guys found that were for really good for early stages of maybe an ACL rehab? You know, I know with the Wii it has the balance board. And it can monitor left and right, and you can do some more simple things. But with the Xbox Kinect, have you guys found that there's anything?
I did it. There's a on the soccer. There's a where you have to balance on one leg, and you have to kick the ball and try to do different. You have different targets that you have to score a goal, and it was one of the mini games on the soccer section of the Kinect Sports. That I did with some ankles just to work on balancing. And, you know, I told them some easy, I mean, you get them onto one leg. And then I ended up putting a TheraBand around each leg to progress them once they could do that. You added a balance pad on there where they had to balance and then kick with the other leg. And they had to get the, I mean, with correct form too when I was watching them.
Huh. All right, so. So again,
it was one of the mini games of Kinect Sports, and it was just where they had to, it was just them and the goalie, and they had a target that they had to kick a ball.
So then, again, it's once they're a little further along, once they're more advanced, because obviously they're not going to be balanced on
one leg. Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Did y'all find any ones that were really good for...
That fresh one?
Yeah, or is this something that should probably be reserved for more advanced rehab stages? Bubba?
Personally, I would reserve it. I think you could get away, depending on the kid, with maybe doing what she's talking about with the balancing on one leg, because you balance on your surgical leg or injured leg, and you're kicking with the other, but you got to make sure they're not going to go crazy, you know? And you got to individualize it, which you do with everybody. But I haven't played with it enough to know, but there's nothing I've seen that would say, okay, this is a great acute game, you know, acute injury game. They're more where they can function a little bit better because these are a little more dynamic than some of the things they're going to be doing early anyway.
I would agree.
All right. Well, I've played... you know, a couple of hours worth of Xbox Kinect so far, and nothing that I've found has really been calm.
Right.
Except for darts on Kinect Sports. You know, when you're doing darts, it's pretty simple.
But again, you could, if you use it as a carrot, why can't you take all right, let's say the ACL. Why can't you take the ACL and say, all right, look, when you get finished with all your stuff, you can play 5 or 10 minutes of darts.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, then they're standing there playing. They're standing.
They're standing. They're balancing. They're not. They're not doing anything real aggressive.
Yeah.
But again, it's that carrot. You know. Well, you didn't. You missed today. You're not playing this week. Sorry. Suck it up. Let's go. You know. And you could do something like that. Is it a true rehab tool at that point? No. But it's good bribery.
Yeah, and then if it gives them a incentive to come in, but it also they're still working on something, and it breaks up the monotony.
Right.
I don't know what I was going to ask. I had it right there. What was I thinking, Crystal?
You're thinking there's some really bad football players up here, but...
I know. You'll have to wait till the thing turns bright green to give them a better chance to catch it. So when that thing lights up bright green, that's when you want to throw it. Got it? Wait till it turns bright green, and then after it turns bright green, you want to run. Yep, I'm undefeated so far. I think I'm 3-0.
Against what, air?
Computer. Rookie opponents. All right, so did y'all have Xbox Live, the internet?
No.
No? I know we have a one-month free membership.
Oh, okay.
It comes with the Xbox, but I haven't connected ours because I can't connect to the internet. I don't know. It just doesn't, whatever. Networking, you're going to have to come in and check it out. Have y'all connected it over there, Adobe?
No, not yet, but that was something we were looking into.
So that'd be fun to be able to compete against other... All right, we're having a Wednesday ACL rehab,
No, don't even lie. You're not having an ACL rehab challenge. You're having a training room versus training room challenge, and the athletes are not involved.
Well, that's more likely. However, I'm just saying there's options. There's options.
Unused.
All right, I still can't think of the question that I had. It was a good one.
It'll come to you.
See, that's why I have a paper here, and I usually write stuff down, so don't forget that. No comments on there, huh, Crystal? Just that one viewer. I think it's Priscilla on the other computer.
Why isn't your wife watching?
Because she's taking her mother out to lunch for Mother's Day today. She was taking
and the kids?
Well, the kids are at the house with my sister-in-law. And I don't know if she knows how to turn it all on or about it or anything like that, so we'll see. All right, so what else we got? Other thoughts on Xbox?
I would say the hard thing is with the Xbox is, again, finding that you have to have that day where you have Kinect Friday or something to that nature where you're not getting... too many extra athletes, extra students coming in there, and now you got a crowded training room and trying to find that right athlete to do that with. And, you know, we did it at the last school of having Friday or Wednesday was the long period of having that be the day of pulling the Xbox out. And because too much time, you just don't want, you don't want it to be a distraction. You want it to stay as a reward, to stay as that tool to get them to that next phase when they're, you know, the monotony of doing all the rehab for them right now, and, you know, just finding the right time.
All right, so I think, I'm not sure if this was one, but this is one I was thinking about, and I just didn't type it in. One of the things I was worried about, like, if you're having all these different kids come in, do they just play on the one profile? Like, you know, they just play on the Catherine profile? Or
yes.
Did y'all switch?
Yeah, just to save it, because I don't want too many profiles going on in there.
Yeah.
And it's just getting that quick time to get them, because you have, during the athletic period, you have maybe 30 minutes to get some work with them, because they might have to be leaving after school and everything, that you don't have that extra time to get that game and to get that rehab that you need to get done.
All right.
Which I think until somebody, and you got to figure that somebody out there is working on a Xbox Kinect rehab product. But you're not testing, so you don't need a bunch of profiles.
Yeah.
You know, injured athlete one, injured athlete two, here we go. Maybe one, two males, two females, so they don't get upset with that, and then let's go. You know, we're not keeping score. We're not tracking your progress. We're giving you, a little extra fun, an incentive.
That's the thing. I was wondering if you guys ever tracked progress using that.
It's too hard, I think.
It's too hard.
Right now. And again, I think somebody will come up with something, and it won't be perfect. Nothing is. But I think somebody will come up with something that maybe does a great job of tracking balance or what your squat looks like, you know, or some of those things that you can then really use it as a tool in that regard. But, you know, and I don't want a bunch of profiles, because they're going to take forever perfecting their profile before they ever play. Well, come on, I got to get it right. Well, you know, they'll spend 2 days doing that and not do any work. So, you know.
Yeah.
We know how y'all think.
Yeah, well, that was their assignment one day, was to create profiles. And how about, they were supposed to create a profile and then do something else. But only about half of them got the profile done, because they all had to make it perfect.
Right.
Crystal spent like 45 minutes on her hair alone.
I don't like the pants they let me wear. I don't remember. Yeah.
All right, so what do y'all get? What are you guys playing now?
Still football.
Football again? They're playing the quick play now on the Kinect Sports, which kind of allows you to shuffle through games pretty quick.
The mascot challenge.
Mascot challenge. And so Bubba and I were talking about the rally ball earlier, and he was like, well, what could you do to make this more difficult? And I think, you know, Kat mentioned it. Bubba said something, you know, TheraBand, or Kat said putting ankle weight or a cuff weight on there. But one of the other things I tried it on the rally ball, is you could just balance on one leg. Because, you know, I'll do it in the training room sometimes, where I'll toss a ball, you know, have the ankle kid stand on one leg and toss a ball back and forth and make them kind of reach up or to the left and that kind of stuff, you know, just creating the proprioception. So then, if I bring them in here, it's just something a little bit different and a little bit more engaging.
Right. And if you have a RX pad, a balance pad, of some, you know, some unstable surface, you could, you know, start them on too. You're just progressing in front of a video game now, as opposed, you know, to playing catch with you or me or whoever.
Yeah. I was going to try it last. We have two girls with hamstring problems right now. I was going to bring them both in here and let them do some of the rally ridge, I think, that's the game you're talking about, right?
Yes.
Where they have to do a lot of squats and jumps and left and right lunges. And so I was just going to bring them in here and let them play with that, because you could do two players. It could, you know, they've been coming in for rehab. And so, but then we had testing and I wasn't here, so we couldn't do it. So I haven't actually tried it out on any injured athletes yet. So.
This has tennis on it?
Yes.
Does it make you move?
Yes.
One of the games, you actually, like, if you, like, lean, like, face one way and lean forward, it'll walk you that way and walk you back or whatever. But I've only played it once.
There's a tightrope one. I forgot which game it is on there, but that you have to work on balancing and walking in a straight line. I do remember there is one. I got to figure out which one it was on, but I do remember doing the tightrope on one.
Crystal, oh no, you can't do it on there. I might slow the computer down. Kaylin, you could Google it. Connect tightrope game. And then maybe we can find it out.
See, once again, more reason to play the game. You're not slacking off at work. You're researching.
Yep, exactly. That's what it's...
Connect tightrope game?
Tightrope.
Tight. Rope.
Oh.
T-I-G-H-T. Okay. Listen, you've been tweeting? Anybody been responding? What?
Just Dance 3?
No. On a side note, I was on Twitter, and Methodist put out something about a video game decreasing aging or reducing the effects of aging. So people that are like over 50 playing, I think they were talking about, the study when I looked at it, it was talking about a specific mm-hmm. video game to reduce aging. I'm wondering if something like the Xbox for older people helps reduce aging, you know, because they have to react and... I know it's not like a logic. These aren't logic puzzles or anything.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the logic is the big anti-aging thing, or is it just doing something to kind of keep you thinking instead of just sitting in front of the TV all day?
I think it's yes, but you know, a lot of assisted living centers are using this or the Wii to get their some of their people active and doing some things. Because, you know, it's simple. They don't have, you know, you don't need a lot of space. And, you know, it's like for the Wii, they could do the bowling
yeah.
or the golf or whatever. And, it, you know, just giving them something to do and get them moving.
Have you guys with Memorial Hermann, have y'all gone into any of those places and done any sort of education with? I mean, I know you're an athletic trainer, so that's where your focus is,
yeah,
but I didn't know.
Not that I, you know, not us specifically outreach-wise. It's out of our, you know, our norm of what we deal with. But I don't know that anybody has. It'd be interesting to ask and see if, really who would know would be Tier, probably, more than anybody, if they've done anything with that.
And just ask them if they've done any sort of... like clinics or classes or research or?
Yeah, I don't know how you would research it, though. You know, I mean.
I don't know either.
I guess you could just research it from the standpoint of what's the heart rate and blood pressure, you know, those kind of things. But because we know the benefits of exercise, and exercise is somewhat relative. For a lot of people, that is exercise, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the triathletes that we're going to be dealing with this weekend, obviously, but I guess we could create our own triathlon of different games. But, you know, that, like you said, you're sweating, and, you know, it's not like you were out jogging or riding a bike.
Right.
But, you know.
All right, Leslie, you've played the Xbox a couple times in here. What is your thought perspective on... thought or perspective on... Just the physical activity. Do you think you like it? Is it?
I don't like sports.
You don't like sports?
What is wrong with you?
I'm really lazy.
Well, what about playing the Kinect though?
It's fun. It's because I'm really bad at sports, so I don't know.
So playing. What about? Does this motivate you some to play to exercise?
Yeah, it's fun. Makes me feel like I'm good at sports, even though I'm not.
All right, so then after you played yesterday, I think, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel sore at all after playing? No?
I have a friend that has the Kinect Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
and there's a game where you have to, you're one of the monsters, and you got to go, depending on how you're walking, to go take down different buildings and you know, she did a lot with her rehab of different knees and working with that. And the kids ended up having fun with the Star Wars as something other than sports.
Yeah.
I mean, there's tons of games now that doesn't limit you to sports where you can get, you know, again, where you take away the sport aspect and you can have fun with just Star Wars or whatever, as long as they're moving.
the dancing ones. I used to play that one. I think it was a Michael Jackson game. I don't know what.
But a lot of people say the dancing one. I did get told, who dances like that?
True.
So have you looked at CAT at all? If there's any, I'm sure there's a website somewhere or some teacher or athletic trainer has put it up on their website, you know, that basically does what we're talking about right now and saying, you know, this game is good, is really good at this exercise, or I've used this game for this exercise. Have you seen anything like that? Heard anything?
I haven't seen anything. I mean, again, I agree with Bubba. It just takes a bunch of athletic trainers just sitting where Memorial Hermann will pay for, like, dinner, and we come over here to Pasadena High School, and we sit around, get a bunch of TheraBands, get a bunch of ankle weights, and have fun for 2 hours, and then take a knee and just play around the different games.
You agree with me on that? When did I say that?
I really do remember that. You're hearing things. I do remember that.
Yeah. I think somebody, Journal of Athletic Trainers, somebody's done a paper about, I don't think it was Kinect, but
it
with
was
Wii.
The Wii. It was
they've
the Wii.
Done some work on the Wii and some of the stuff. And I think they were looking at it from a balance standpoint and that, no, it's not scientific, but it has a place. But I didn't read it and commit it to memory, obviously. But I think that's about the only one I've seen.
I saw one from the Wii. It was in the Training Conditioning Journal where they were doing playing tennis, and the guy was on a physio ball and using the Wii controller and playing tennis.
So he
was laying on the ball. The ball was on his stomach, and he had the Wii controller, and he was playing tennis doing that.
I guess you could do the same thing sitting or even kneeling on the kneeling would be pretty tough on the ball, but
yeah, as long as where you don't have to move laterally and, you know, that kind of aspect with the Wii controller, it's all about the controller, the handheld controller.
Gotcha. Leslie, tweet that out, ask if anybody's got any list of rehab for Xbox Kinect stuff. See if we get any responses. Probably not right now, but maybe I'll get something in a little while. All right, so now, right now they're playing Kinect Sports Season 2 Skiing, and maybe Season 1. There's a lot of left and right movement. What do you guys think about that?
It's all good until the jumping part, but... And again, you can do this with a lot of different injuries, and then, you know, challenge it up by giving them an unstable surface they have to use as well.
Why'd you say it was all good until the jumping part?
Well, it depends on what you've got injury wise. So if you just genericize it out, it's a good one except for the jumping. But okay, if it's an ACL, how far out do they need to be before we jump? Is it an ankle? How far out are they? I guess you could always just tell them skip the jump and just run through it. But again, is that athlete going to listen to what you say, or are they going to start getting into it and start jumping? But just the shifting part I like. Mm-hmm. And you got to do some squatting, and that's all good, but the jump could be the problem. Even though it's a credit card vertical, but it doesn't matter.
I don't know if she caught that, but...
She didn't.
That's good job, Lorena. I played it twice and I couldn't beat that level, so.
You gotta celebrate.
No, we'll just see her pictures at the end.
Yeah, see, the problem with this one specifically is if you were to skip the jump, then you only get 3 strikes. So.
Right. But like I said, somebody will create something that'll be like, okay, what do we want to prohibit? We don't want jumping, or we don't want, you know, and you can turn those on or off.
You know, and that's the thing that I liked about the Biggest Loser one. There's different degrees of difficulty, and there's where you can pick your area that you want to work, and then you can change your difficulty level. I mean, some of the basic stuff is basic. you know, to, you had, there was one of the ones where you had to do squats to get, or mountain climbers, and, you know, to get the thing moving to, they were on a bike and you had to light up light bulbs. And depending on how many mountain climbers and how quickly you did your mountain climbers, how quickly you got the light bulbs to turn on. And you're challenging different, the other teammates around you. There was one to, you had to do a speed bag to end up, I forgot what the game was, but it was one of the Biggest Loser challenges that I ended up using a lot with some kids.
I'm definitely going to have to look into more of the Nike Plus, and then we have the Adidas Me Coach. I haven't even put that one in yet because we have so many other games that, and I'm trying to learn and play each of them.
You got the summer coming up.
Yeah. Well, then I'll be at home, and I mean, maybe I can play at home with my kids, but usually when I'm with the kids, I'm throwing them on the couch and they're climbing on me. And Sam just started walking, and so I don't know if I'm ever going to have time to play a video game because they'll walk in front every other second. So we'll get it done. Football doesn't need us out there, right, next year?
No.
We'll just stay inside and learn.
Again, the Memorial Hermann Southeast Connect.
You know, actually, whenever I was talking about writing this grant, Bubba said, you know, that's part of what we were doing, and it's actually in the grant that you guys are going to train us. Because that's what you said that you could do, is you, since you have experience.
That's what we did.
It didn't say anything about dinner, though.
That's all. Lawrence that's all. Catherine. Chiming in. She's paying. She just realized that. But that's what we did when we all got them in that district, was the bulk of us got together and had a two or three of them hooked up with different games, and we're playing them and, you know, figuring things out and then laughing at each other at the same time. So
we're going to have to set something like that up maybe at the end of the
burritos,
year.
Burritos? I think I like the bowls.
Well, you talked to them about sponsoring that, and you're in charge of dinner now.
Here we go. See, we'll even mention them here on the podcast. It's the Burritos Memorial Hermann Pasadena ISD. Xbox.
And Dr. Crumby, we can get him as the doctor approach. No, he'll like to play.
He'll hurt himself. So we could hook on one up in here and one next door. And,
yeah.
You know.
That would be easy.
Have a round robin tournament.
See, and if we wanted to, we could even hook one up down at the classroom. We could have him have three right here in the same hallway.
Yeah.
Big screens.
We'll have to make a trophy.
All right. So we got it in the works, and then we'll probably, maybe I can stream it live. This will be the big
finale.
Show in here.
Yeah, this the season finale.
That could be during finals week.
Could be.
We'll plan it out.
All right. I'm going to put you on top of the set, Kat, and then I'll just make sure you plan it all out. I'll okay it, and then we're good.
Okay. You set up the AC.
The AC?
We're going to need AC.
Ooh. I could get some big fans. I don't know if we could turn the AC on in here. It's cold in the training room. We'll go in there for our break.
Yeah, but if you do it during finals week, there ought to be air conditioning.
Yeah. All right, so maybe we can make it happen. All right,
okay,
well,
I'll work on it.
It's about time for these guys to go to lunch. Not yet. It's just about time. Leslie, you don't put the headphones on there because it makes the banging sound.
Well, she just woke up.
No. All right, so... Go ahead. Kat, Bubba, you got anything else you want to throw in there?
No, I think we've covered it. Again, you gotta understand the games. As athletic trainers, we understand the injury and what we want to do, but you got to understand the game to see where it's going to fit, and not make this the sole thing that everybody's doing. You know, there's still something to be said for straight leg raises, TheraBand work, and the bike, you know. And the weight room. And so this is just an adjunct to all that, and that, again, that carrot to dangle in front of them and say, well, you know, if you do this, you can do this. So.
I wonder if there's any way to know how many athletic training rooms have Xbox Kinects And so essentially, you know how big the market is for creating of a rehab or rehab games, you know, games tailored to this. I wonder if there's a way to know that.
Just find a good biomechanist to have fun.
I know there's a lot of colleges using them. There's several colleges using them. So, I mean, you could listserv it in Texas alone and just find out. And there's a lot of people out of state that are on the SWATA listserv. You could just ask the question. Or the questions, you know, if you wanted to do a true survey.
Maybe I'll have to do that. Maybe. So, okay. Well, if you guys don't have any more comments, then Kaylin, you see your part down there in red.
Of course, we have to mention the people who have helped us and who have supported us. Greater Houston Athletic Trainer Society for sponsoring CEU Opportunities, Pasadena ISD Education Foundation.
All right, and then again, I mentioned at the very beginning, if you want to check it out, our website for the SMB is www.sportsmedicinebroadcast.com. And then just about every Wednesday, except for today is a Tuesday, but just about every Wednesday we're live. You can join in the conversation through that, through today's meet, through YouTube, through text, through Twitter, even through Skype, if we're not doing a Skype episode, or even if we are doing a Skype episode, maybe you could, because I can do group calling now with up to 10 people. So, if you want to join in the conversation, find a way and do it.
Follow us on Twitter at @PHSSportsMed. Google Plus Sports Medicine Broadcast, Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training.
So for Jeremy,
Crystal, Kaylin,
Bubba,
Kat,
and the rest of the sports medicine class, that's a wrap.